I think we should get started now that everyone's here. Nice chevra in person, nice chevra online. I'm doing the best I can with the shul's Wi-Fi, so hopefully it's audible. If not, there's always a recording. I can turn off my camera if that helps. If you see at some point that it's cutting out, then I'll turn off my video. You can turn off your video and it'll be audio only.
Very cool. Very good.
Okay. So Baruch Hashem for they didn't cut the shul's Wi-Fi. That's a mile already. Okay. Just to start off, you can't not make mention, there's a beautiful idea from the Avnei Nezer, a very, very famous vort that's attributed to a bunch of different people. But I said it to someone, they said, as far as they know, the Avnei Nezer is the first one to say it. So the vort goes like this. There's two very, very well-known Rashis that say the same thing in the opposite order. By Matan Torah, the Torah tells us, Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar, the Jewish people can't, and it uses a singular Vayichan, not Vayachanu Shem Yisrael, but Vayichan Shem Yisrael. Rashi famously comments, what does Rashi say? Vayichan Shem?
All is one.
Ki'ish echad b'lev echad. Right? The famous, it became a song, right? Vayichan Shem? I'm sure you know. Okay? Ki'ish echad b'lev echad. Whereas, if you look, someone will have to share now. I didn't think so many people were going to be here in person. I apologize. Or I could use my computer if you want. Okay. There you go. Perfect. So, wow. Extra people to learn when there's protests going on. And there's another Rashi. Rashi in Bishalach. Just before that Rashi in Yisro. Rashi in Bishalach says, Veinei Mitzrayim Noseya Achareyem. And behold, Mitzrayim was traveling after them. Noseya. Okay, it doesn't say Nosim. It says Noseya. Also in the singular. And Rashi says, Bilei Vechad Ki'ish Echad. So people ask, which one is it? Why do you one time say Ki'ish Echad Bilei Vechad? Another time you say Bilei Vechad Ki'ish Echad. Why are you switching the order? So apparently the Avnei Nezer, but it's said over from a number of people. I think I heard it from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Different people give this answer. It says, no, because you have to look, who's it talking about? It says, when Mitzrayim are together, there's no Achdus in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim don't have a love for each other. What do Mitzrayim have? Belev Echad. They have one goal. What's the goal? Kill the Jews. When the Egyptians are all coming together, they all have the same idea, they all are Belev Echad, then Mimela, they end up traveling as one. Why? Because you have a common goal. He says, but Klal Yisrael don't have Achdus because of a common goal. Klal Yisrael have inherent Achdus. They are Ki'ish Echad. Because they are Ki'ish Echad, that's what leads them to the common goal. So may we be Zoche.
And the Sachar Sheva Rebbe.
Yeah. That's who it was, right? Yeah. So definitely we should be Zoche to be able to see this quality of Klal Yisrael.
Yeah.
Not only when we have to be Belev Echad, when we have to stand up when our enemies come knocking, Belev Echad, Ki'ish Echad, but hopefully we should be Zoche to see the true Achdus of Ki'ish Echad and to do Belev Echad, Lasos Ritzon Avinu Shebashamayim, and to not have to deal with such headaches in our shuls anymore.
One Kehila, the magic of one Kehila.
Exactly. Okay.
Some of the parts are seeded by everything.
Yeah. So what we have over here, very interesting amud. Not a very inappropriate amud. Only a couple of parts that we're going to really get to dig into. But I don't see us. I think we basically almost bikiasi today. So what I did is I went through for you and did some research, finding definitions of some of the different terms we're going to come up into in the Gemara. More definitions than translations. I know that, you know, trimming and pruning, sound like synonyms to most people. But just like the Malbim says about Lashon HaKodesh, there are no true synonyms in English. Every English translated Gemara, I actually took them out to look, and it was like just a waste of my time. So then I went to look. I actually took them out after I looked at the Rishonim. But I went to look at the Rishonim to see how do they explain each of these. And there are more interpretations even than what I brought you here. But I drew from a number of places. I drew from the Mefarish, who seems to want to translate everything for you and explain everything for you, which is good. Because I don't know that even Rashi himself would do that. Because, in Rashi, there weren't as many explanations. But the Mefarish on the side here, fake Rashi, has literally every single term. He tries to explain you what's unique about it. And I hope that also, just like we saw at the beginning of the Masechta, even though terms seem a little bit technical, like what are we trying to figure out? What's the difference between, kisuach and nikush and idur and all these things and mekarsim and mizard and mefaskin? I know it seems a little bit silly, but hopefully it'll help us be able to understand certain elements of the Gemara. In particular, the Rishonim that call attention to certain interpretations to be able to build something larger out of what seems like a few disjointed things. And then Mir Tashem, next week, we're actually not going to go so much into detail on it this week. Next week, we're going to go into Klalu Prat and Pratu Klal and Klalu Pratu Klal Yatadana, right? And all of the different rules that apply. That's one Gemara about three quarters of the way down. So we're going to sort of gloss over that. We'll mention briefly again. We're basically going to do Bechias with the Mefarish, and then a few points from the Ritva that I think are important to focus on, as well as a couple of other points if it comes up in terms of what you have over here is just, again, what I collected from the Rishonim. So I went basically, again, Mefarish and Rashi, but there was not much added. I did the Ran and the Meiri, who added, the Meiri actually had a lot, mainly agreed with the Mefarish, but there were a few points where the Meiri disagreed. Tosfos Arash had a few comments, and then I actually looked it up in the Sifra, in the Toras Kohanim, because this Braisa comes from the Toras Kohanim, and there, the Toras Kohanim, I don't know if you guys know this, the Toras Kohanim is basically, there's two types of Midrashim on Chumash, right? There's Midrashei Halacha and Midrashei Agada. The Medrash that we always talk about are the Midrashei Agada, so the Medrash Rabbas, for example, Bereshit Rabba, Shmos Rabba, those are Midrashei Agada, which means they don't talk about halacha primarily. They're not for drashos of halacha. They're for drashos of other things, okay, non-legal materials, or agarata. But so for the Torah, there are four major midrashei halacha on each of the four major books of the Torah that contain large halachic portions, right? Sefer Bereishis contains very little halacha, specifically. So the Chazal didn't create a special midrash halacha for Bereishis, but they did for Shemos, Vayikra, B'Midbar, Devarim. For Shemos, it's called the Mechilta. That's what we refer to it. For Vayikra, even though it's really the Sifra, we call it the Toras Kohanim. B'Midbar, the Sifra. And for Devarim, the Sifri. Okay, this is just a little basic history of Midrashei Halacha. Now, Midrashei Halacha contain basically all of the drashos of Chazal on particular topics. They're from the times of Chazal. They're collected from Tanam, from the Amoraim. As a result, even though you'd be very hard-pressed to find anyone who learns a Midrashei Halacha nowadays, many Rishonim thought this was a very worthwhile use of their time, especially when these were parts of Torah Shebaal Peh that we didn't necessarily always have so much material on, right? If we didn't have a Talmud Bavli quoting Brises on a lot of, let's say, Taharos, right? Taharos, almost untouched. But if you look up these Pesukim in the Torah about Tum and Tahara, you have on the Sifra, in the Toras Kohanim, again, tons and tons of material. So again, many Rishonim wrote in particular, the Rashmi Shantz has a parish on the Sifra, on the Toras Kohanim, and the Raivid has a parish on the Toras Kohanim. There were other Rishonim, Achronim as well, the Gra has, and there's other, certain books have also many other Perushim from many other famous Rabbanim and Poskim over the years. So it's very interesting. So I looked there, I gathered also the Rash and the Raivid, but I didn't, did I not print it over here? Yeah, it somehow didn't get printed. Oh, well. Chaval. But I have it on my personal type notes. It just didn't get saved properly, I guess. Okay. Anyways, regardless, let's go through the Gemara let's go back. Well, you can even start from what we did a couple of weeks ago, just to briefly go through it. Okay. We'll start from Tnan, about 10 lines up, 11 lines up, 12 lines up, on Beis Amud Beis, and Bekias mode. Okay. Tan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mashkin Beis Hashlachin B'Moed Uvishviyis, it's mutter to water a Beis Hashlachin on Chol HaMoed and on Shemitah. Bishlam HaMoed, it makes sense about Chol HaMoed Mishum Tircha, because it's only a Tircha to water it. Mishum Tircha, who is because of Tircha, B'Makom Pseida Shor Rabbanan and Chazal permitted Tircha B'Makom Pseida, when there's a Hefzid. Ela Shviz, but when it comes to Shemitah, Bein Lamandam Rishum Zoreya, Uvein Lamandam Rishum Choresh, whether you're going to say like Rav Yosef, or whether you're going to say like Rabbah, whether it's Zoreya or Choresh, or Choresh or Zoreya, Zriya Vacharisha Vishviz Mishari, is it really mutter to do Choresh and Zoreya on Shemitah? It's not! So how could it be that Chazal were let someone water a Beis Hashlachin on Shviz? It's an Isser Doraisa. How could Chazal just go and uproot an Isser Doraisa like that? Amar Abaye, Abaye's answer, which we spent some time in the last few weeks, B'Shvias B'Zmanazeh. It's talking about Shvias nowadays, V'Rebbe, and it's according to the opinion of Rebbe. The Tanis, we learned in a Raisa. Rebbe, Omer Rebbe says, V'Zed Devar Shmita Shamot, and this is the matter of Shmita Shamot, B'Shtei Shmita Zakasav Medaber, there's a double language of Shmita. Achas Shemitas Karka, one is Shemitas Karka, Ve'achas Shemitas Ksafim, and the other is Shemitas Ksafim. Again, we had Rashi Rabbeinu Tam and dealt in this a lot of time. We're not going to go further, and therefore says the Gemara, Bizman Shatam Meshamid Karka, when you do Shemitas Karka, Atam Meshamid Ksafim, you have Shemitas Ksafim, Uizman Shiyatam Meshamid Karka, and when you are not Meshamid Karka, Iyatam Meshamid Ksafim, you are not, you do not do Shemitas Ksafim. As a result, nowadays, there is no Shemitas, there is no Shemitah being held, okay? We do not have Mide Oraisa Shemitah anymore. As a result, it's only Mide Rabbanan. So Chazal have the ability to say that in the case of Pseida, in a case of loss, we're going to overrule and allow for watering a Beis Hashlachin, because it's a Davar HaAved. Okay? That is number one. Rava Amar, Rava says no. Afilu Tamer Rabbanan, you don't have to restrict it to being the Shita of Rebbe. You can even say it's a Rabbanan. Why? Avos Asar Rachmana, Toldos Lo Asar Rachmana. When it comes to Shemitah, the Torah asserted avos, and av malacha is forbidden. However, the Torah never asserted toldos. The Torah never asserted toldos. Okay? The Torah never said that toldos are going to be asser. And apparently, mashkemayim and menakesh would be considered as toldos. As a result, says Rava, even according to Rabbanan, they say the main avos, malachos, of Shemitah, those are the ones that are aser mi deoraisa. All the toldos are anyways aser mi Rabbanan, even when Shemitah is deoraisa. Dichsiv, and says, how do we know? Because of the following. Uvashana hashvies, and in the 7th year, shnas shabbas shabbason yel haaretz. Sadachalos, his ravachar mechalos, his mar. It's going to be a rest for the land. You should not be Zorea your Sadeh, and you should not be Zoreim your Kerem. Okay, that's what the Pasuk says. Sadchalos is Revachar, Mechalos is more. It says this Drasha, Michti.
It's not the Malachas of Shabbos, is it?
Correct. So we discussed that a little bit a number of Shiurim ago.
You can write during Shabbos. You can.
Correct, but what about Malachos of the Sadeh? Why would you assume that it's Shabbos? So no one said Shabbos. Shabbos man dechar shemei. There's no Shabbos. We talked about Rashi brings Mishkan and Shabbos. So we were jumping up and down. So, well, Rashi, where did you get Shabbos from? We discussed that a few weeks ago. But ultimately, and also in that parish you just showed me, this, what did you say? Ikve Aron? What did you call it?
Yeah.
Ikve Aron. There's these, all these Gemaras up there that I never knew that were in this room.
Yeah.
There's a Tamil Chacham wrote a parish on it. So he goes, there's a whole long piece I saw. We're about to see the ones that the Pasuk mentions, presumably. Again, Lule the Mefarish, Lule Fake Rashi, I would say the ones that are mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk.
Right.
Okay, those are the ones that are going to be Usher. As we're going to see, it's a little bit harder to read. We saw, talk about Rashi, meaning Mefarish, versus Ritva. Yeah, we had this a number of.
Some of the Toldos are.
Correct, so the Gemara is going to explain, but presumably, okay. So we're going to say probably Harisha, Zriya. We had a list of that we talked about a few shiurim ago. Harisha, Zriya, and Ktsira. These are the ones. But we're going to see what the Gemara is about to get to that point, essentially. Okay? It says again. And one of you mentioned, I forget last time, that Shabbos Oni El Aretz. Maybe there is a connection to Shabbos. Other things. Again, these are all nice ideas. You can go back, listen to the shiurim from a few times ago, or look at this, again, parish over there in that Gemara. So says the Gemara Michti. I don't know if you've heard this from me before. I probably mention it every time I come across a Michti. But I had a Talmud who taught me the best translation for Michti is hmm. Michti, hmm. Zmira bechlal Zaria. Zmira and Zaria, okay, we know that Zmira, what's Zomer? We classically translated Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim. What's Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim? We had on the previous Talmud, pruning and you need the wood, right?
Yeah.
Now, what malacha is that? Everyone agrees that that's Zoreya, right? That was a biased question on the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef, okay? But Zemira, says the Gemara, Bechlal Zriya is included under Zoreya. Uvitzira, Vitzira is basically harvesting grapes. Bechlal Ktsira is included in, and in fact, the same action as cutting off grain. Limay Hilchisa Kasvinu Rachmana. For what halacha did the Torah write Bitzira and Zemira? If it already said Sadcha Lo Sizra, and it already said Lo Siktzar, so why does it have to say also not to do Bitzira, and also not to do Zemira? Right. Okay. Now, on a pshat level, what could you answer? on a pshat level, very interesting. And keep this in mind as we read the Gemara. But on a pshat level, what would you say? Not drushes of Chazal. Why?
So about two different types of fields.
Very good. One type of field is, what's Betzira?
Betzira is your Tavis.
It's your Kerem, right? That's what the Pasuk literally says. Sadchal says, Rav Charmecha lo Sizmor. Zeria is in the field. What Zemira is in the Kerem. Esafiach Betziracha lo Siktor. Ves Invein Nezirecha lo Siktor. It's because there were two main types of fields. What were they called? The fields? There was Sadeh and Karen. Okay, I want you to keep that in mind as we read the Gemara. That's a pshat answer.
That's also what Kalayim is.
Yes, there's Kalayim Basada, and then there's Kilaya Karen. Yes, the Rebbe, see, there's a lot of... Because these were the two main types of fields that people would have. They would have grain fields, and they would have grape fields. That's why you have Kalayim between them, exactly. But anyways, this is the point. Keep that in mind in the Gemara. But nevertheless, Chazal say, no, it wouldn't have need to said it. If it would have just said one, we would have known the other one. So why does Torah have to write it? L'meimra, to teach you, Tiahani toldos mechayev, that you're chayev for these toldos. Again, you're chayev for these toldos. What are they? Bitzira and Zemira are the toldos. However, a'achrenaisa lo mechayev. You're not chayev on any other toldos mideoraisa during Shemitah. Okay, this is the proof of Rava. This is where we last got up to when we last read the Gemara. And of discussion. You would think, right? Says the Gemara, whoa, hold up. Velo? Really? Is that not the case? Vehatanya, but we have another braisa, which seems to indicate that you are chayiv on other toldos. Sad chalos is revechar mechalos is mar. The Pasuk says again, don't plant your field and don't be zomer your kerem. Ein li ela zerua vezimur. I only know that you can't do zriya and zimur. Okay, what are zerua and zimur? That we said previously, what's zerua? Planting, what's zimur? Pruning, says Rashi. Again, fake Rashi, we're going to have to call Rashi today. Mechatech anafin yeveshin shel gefen. Okay, and you're going to follow along, two fingers, one to point to the Gemara, one to point to the Rashi. So zimur is, mechatech, when you cut off, anafim yeveshin, dried branches, shel gefen of a vine. Okay, so when the vine, right, the vine should look green. If you see ever the sort of wood-colored stuff coming off the side that's drying up over there, people would prune it and that would help the vine grow. Good? Says the Gemara. Minai, and how do I know? Lenikush. What's Nikush again? Last Amud. Minakesh. Weeding. Ule Idur. What's Idur? Says Rashi. Shechofer tachas hagefanim. That you dig under the vines. Lerapuye ara, to soften the land. Ule kisuach.
So Idur sounds like chorish.
Idur does sound a little bit like chorish. Okay, we'll see, as you can see over here, actually. Idur, digging around vines. Miri says, digging between seeds to soften the ground and help plants grow. It's kind of similar. It's promoting growth, right? It's actually, so it seems to have been done, lirapuye ara, even though it's lirapuye ara, also to help, like we saw in this case, it's another one of these minakesh type items where it does something to the ground, but on the other hand, it's there for promoting plant growth. It actually is quite similar. And kisuach, ula kisuach, what's kisuach, says Rashi? Ba'asavim is talking about also weeds. Shechote harayim min hatovim. You cut out the bad weeds from the good weeds. What does that sound like? Weeding. Sounds like weeding, no? Isn't that what weeding is? Says Rashi, velo hainu nikush. And this is not the same thing as Nikush. Why not? Dime'aker ha'ikari min akarka. Nikush means you've got to actually dig it out of the ground.
The,
but kisuach is you take your scissors and you cut out the weeds. Right? They also have weed like beaters, no? That it beats down the weeds. It cuts out the weeds. No, it's not the thing. Dileze ein okren elachotchen lamala.
Okay. Are, they take out the roots.
They take out a chunk, exactly. So says Rashi, what's the difference between Nikush and Kisuach? Nikush is where you uproot, literally, the weed. And Kisuach, he says, Delazet in okrim elachotchin lamala. You take your scissors, snip, snip, okay, and now the weed is gone. The root is still there, it might still regrow, but this still helps promote plant growth right now, apparently. Okay, this is what Rashi, how Rashi explains these three terms. So says the Gemara, Minayin l'nikush u'le'idur u'le'kisuach. How do I know that all these three things are also aser? Talmud lomar, because it says, Sad chalo karmechalo. The Gemara is darshening. It says, Sad chalo sizra v'charmechalo sizmar. So it says, Sad chalo karmechalo, which means, Lo kol malacha shebe sadcha, ve'lo kol malacha shebe karmecha. Says the Gemara, we darshan this pasuk to mean no malacha in your sada and no malacha in your kerem. Anything which is a malacha in your kerem, or which is a malacha and or which is a malacha in your sada, is not going to be allowed. And then the brisa continues. Minayin, how do I know? She'ein mekarsimin, that you can't do mekarsim. Okay? Let's catch up on Rashi. Tamad lomar sad chalo kar mechalo. So, Rashi says, what's the drasha over here? What kind of drasha is this? Right? Midalok siv, right? And we talked about the drashas according to different Rishonim earlier. I'm not going to spend so much time on it over here. Right? Okay, again, Rabbeinu Chananel, you can see has a different take on this, but Rashi says as follows. Midalok siv lo sizra sadecha lo sizmor karmecha ela sadecha lo sizra karmecha lo sizmor mashma sadecha lo karmecha lo. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says it should have written lo sizra sadecha, don't plant your field. Should have written your field, don't plant. Should have written don't plant your field. Okay, Rabbeinu Chananel, if you look on the side, tells you, right? Perush, havalei lemichtav lo sizra v'anayadana de'in zriya ela besadeh. He's saying, don't say lo sizra, right? Sadcha lo sizra. Why does it say the word sadcha? Why does it say the word karmecha? It could just tell us the actions. Why does it have to say the places also? To make sure that that word would be close to the word lo, which would mean, don't do any of the malachos that are in this place. Says the Gemara further, minayin she'ein mekarsimin. How do you know that you can't do mekarsimin? What on earth is mekarsimin? Says Rashi, hainu zimur. Ela shekir sum shayach bi'ilanos. What's Zemira? Zemira, said Rashi, is only referring to the vine. You only do pruning. There's two types of pruning. There's pruning a vine and there's pruning a tree. So mekarsimin is when you prune a tree. Ve'ein mizardin. And how do I know that you can't do zirud? What's mizardin? Rashi again. Mechatech anafim yeveshim vilachim. Mizardin is not the same as pruning a tree. It's when you prune a tree, not just to get rid of the bad, but even you take off some good branches as well with it. Why? There are too many branches on the tree. Now, first, obviously, you're going to get rid of the bad ones. But second, you might have to get rid of the good ones. That's called mizardin. Okay? That's called mizardin. And also, ve'in mefaskin. And you can't do pisug on the ilan, on the tree. What's pisug? Okay, somchin ha'ilan shuran on yoser midai. It means to hold up the tree, which is presumably ran on here means bent. Okay, which is bent too much, so you're supporting the tree.
Talking about an orchard, it sounds like.
Yeah, it could be. It could be because ilan is usually like a fruit tree. Okay.
It needs support.
And it needs support. Very good.
The heaviness of the fruit.
Now, in all of these cases, by the way, we're going to see there's different interpretations. Mefaskin is one of those that you could have 100 different interpretations. But anyway, some people tied branches. Some people said you support it. Some people say there's a me'iri. I mean, people have different girsos here also for a lot of these cases. Some people have mefaslin. Not mefaskin, but mefaslin. You make it into a pesel. You make it into some sort of... Basically, some people said you used to trim off all the branches so that the trunk grows taller. That was apparently a practice they had. I think that I saw in the Rivet and the Rosh Mishans. I don't have it. I should open it up in here, so I have all these things in front of me that I don't have over here.
Well,
anyways,
you go to a farm and you see basically they have wood that supports the tree branches.
Yeah, he has carving with faslin. The Rosh Mishans says...
Yeah,
so that's also for vines. This is clearly not
like
for vines. This was something...
These apple trees, they have their supports.
Right.
So it won't grow unless you put... It helps it grow better? Or
so this is the $1 million question of the sugya. What are all of these things doing? What are all of these things doing? What will happen? And depending on how we explain them, we might get a different answer to your question. Presumably, let's start off with the assumption, okay? All these other things, are these required? Are these critical or are these just nice? Nice to haves or criticals?
I think they're critical.
What's critical? Zmira, Zri, right? Nikush, Idur, Kisuach?
For the health of the tree or the vine.
It seems it's all to support improved quality of growth.
Yeah. I think improved quality is fairer. I think that's a simple shot of the Gemara. Also, the second question, which the Ritva, we'll see in the Ritva in a little bit, which the Ritva brings up is, why is this Brisa split into pieces like this? Why doesn't it just give a list of, you're going to see, it's 3, 4 parts over here. Where we're differentiating. Why? So this second group seems to be Be'ilan. Okay? Mekarsim and Mizardin and Mefaskin all seem to be things that you do to an Elon. Talmud Lomar, what do you know? Sadchalo, karmachalo. But then it seems, again, from the drasha, not so much. Sadchalo, karmachalo, lo kamalacha shebesadcha, velo kamalacha shebekarmacha. You can't do anything in your field, you can't do anything in your keren. Minayin, how do we know? Shein mezablin. That's an easy one. What's mezablin? Comes from church of Zevel?
Fertilize.
You can't fertilize. Right, says Rashi. Let's catch up a little bit on mezablin. Manichim Zevel bi'ikare ha'ilan. Rashi's again busy after the Ilan again, right? Ve'ein mefarkin. And you can't do mefarik. What's mefarik on Shabbos? Which malacha? Anybody know? Mefarik?
It says put stones.
Not put stones, but take stones away. Mefarik means to separate. Take right? Piruk. Right? Means to separate. From the same lashon of perek. Okay? So mefarik is actually, I think we say it's dash on Shabbos. Okay, vein mefarkin, and you don't take things apart, says Rashi, avanim shel ikari ilan. How do you know that you can't take off the stones that are on the roots of the tree? Vein me'avkin. Okay? And you don't dust. Me'avkin is dust. Now, what does it mean to dust? We translate dust like with a duster, right? You get rid of dust, and in fact, if you look at the side here, see there's a little star at the side in the Gemara's. Okay, Masoras HaShas brings from the Aruch that what does it mean? You have, you don't have that in your Gemara, for sure not. Mesirin ha'avak me'alein, says the Masoras HaShas from the Aruch. It means to take off the dirt, to dust them. What we would call to dust, that's what the Aruch says to dust means, vein ma'avkin. Rashi, on the other hand, over here, ma'avkin is in the case you have shesharashav nirin, that you could actually see the sharashim, meaning if they were creeping up from the ground, that wasn't good for the tree, right? Because then it's not absorbing nutrients from the ground. So what would you do? Umechasin oso ba'avak. You would cover it with dust. Now, avak is a bit of a strange term to use there, admittedly, according to Rashi, because avak is usually not thick. How do we say thick dirt? Maybe afar, adama, there may be other words, but on the other hand, again, this is a shot of the Mefarish, again, Rashi on the page. Ve'in me'ashnin, and you don't smoke. You don't smoke. This is one, actually, that you can see over here in Rashi. Osin ashan tachas ha'ilan. You would make smoke underneath the tree. Why? Kedeshi nashru hatolayim she'alav. There were all these worms and bugs that were eating the tree, and if you smoked up the tree, presumably, I don't know if it would kill them from the smoke inhalation, I don't know exactly the mechanism, but this would cause them all to fall off. And they would, right, be no share from the tree. They would fall off of the tree, and again, all these are bi'ilan. How do I know that I can't do any of these four malachas? Talmud lomar, sadcha lo karmacha lo. And then there's a word missing here. It should say, lo kamalacha shebesadcha. Or, actually, here it has it backwards, sorry. Kamalacha shebesadcha lo. Kamalacha shebekarmacha lo. Fine. Let's continue.
The ashan is like an insecticide.
Yes. That's what he seems to be implying. Yachol, says the Gemara, one might think, lo yekashkesh tachas hazesim. You shouldn't do kishkush under your olive tree. What's yekashkesh, says Rashi? Hainu idur, it's the same thing as idur, which again was digging to soften the ground. Ela she idur begifanim to kishkush bezesim. But idur is for a gefen, and kishkush is for the zayas. And I would think, v'lo ye'ader tachas ha'gefanim, and you can't do idur around your gefen. V'lo ye'male nikayim mayim, and you can't fill up these ditches with water. V'lo yase ugios le'gefanim, and you can't make ugios for a gefen, which we talked about earlier. Rashi has chofer guma tachas ha'gefen liton ba'mayim. It was a hole or a trench that you put water in. Talmud lomar. The pasuk comes to teach us, sadcha lo sizra, you shouldn't plant your field. Says the Gemara, Zeria bichlal haisa. Zeria was in the klal, okay? Because it says, uvashanashvis shan shabas shabasoni yela aretz. Okay? Vilama, says the Gemara, yatsisa, why was it yotze min haklal? Right, yotze min haklal, it was in a rule. The rule was, don't do work in your fields. Why does the Torah specifically say sadcha lo sizra? Why is the pasuk sadcha lo sizra? Says the Gemara, lehakish eleha, to make a hekish to it, to compare to it. Lo marlecha, to tell you, mazria, just as planting. Miyuchedes, is unique. Avoda shebesadeh v'shebekerem. Zriya is an avoda found where? Both in the field and in the vineyard. Af kol shehi avoda shebesadeh v'shebekerem. That includes anything which is an avoda both in the field and in the vineyard. Which means conclusion of the Braisa. Let's go to the conclusion of the Braisa. Which toldos is this Braisa saying are asar on Shemitah? Anything which is an avoda, both besate and bekerem. Such as, what are some examples? Nikush idur kisuach. Okay? So says the Gemara, you're telling me from the first Braisa, Rava, that you're only chaya for which told us, Bitsira and Zemira, but that's not true. Here's a whole list of a million other toldos that we see the Pasuk says you are chaya for.
So those are the only two that it's not both, it's one or the other.
What do you mean by that?
The one that told us that you're liable for is if it's both. It applies to both Kara and Sadi.
Correct. But that's a question on... No. It's still a question on Rava. Rava said there's only two... There's only two toldos you're chaya for.
Yeah, but what he meant was there's only two toldos you're chaya for that aren't both for Sadeh and Kerem.
So first of all, I'm not sure that that's true. Zemira has an equivalent in the Sadeh, right? Pruning has an equivalent in trees. So that can't be pshat in what he's saying. Right? Because there is an equivalent in the trees, so I don't think that's...
Why is there different terms for the same ag on different types of plants?
Pruning, I guess,
is
lingo,
another
yeah.
Another word for pruning.
Yeah, that's why I said it's sometimes useless to use the translations here. It probably was just the way they spoke. Right? But we see that these are all things that have equivalents, right? The first three sections, right? Again, Nikush Idur Kisuach, okay? And Kirsum Zirud and Pisug, and Zibul, Piruk, Avuk, Ivuk, and Ishun, all those 10, right, all those 10 there, are all clearly have equivalents to each. Right, that's why those are us. And then the Gemara says, but what about these other ones? No thanks.
How would Pisug apply to a field? Like, you have some here that appear to apply only to trees.
So, very good. So, this is part of what motivates other Rishonim to disagree on these terms. So Pisug, right? Okay, Pisug is actually the one that I think is easily applicable to a vine. In fact, it's even more relevant to a vine. Pisug, right, you're supporting the structure of the vine.
Depends what definition you use for Pisug.
Right, okay. But Rashi says, Somchina Ilan. Somchina Ilan. You support the tree.
Yeah, which does not apply to a field.
Sure it does. You've ever been outside here? On the streets, right? All the little trees they put up on the streets always start off with the metal supports. And Rashi says it's even talking about a tree. Som kena ilan. Of course that's a parallel.
When the Torah says you can't do whatever you're not allowed to do on Shemitah.
Yeah.
To a Sada or a Karen.
Yeah.
Zaysin.
Doesn't say Zaysin.
Well, there was stuff about...
Very good. We're going to get to that. Yeah.
But what if you had a tree just in your backyard? It's not a field of wheat. It's not a vineyard. You have one apple tree.
I don't.
So you can do whatever you want during Shemitah according to this interpretation?
No.
It seems like these things only apply.
It says any action. No. We're defining actions here. We're defining which actions can you not do. Which actions?
In which places?
No, it doesn't say in which places. It just says which actions.
But it the says place about your Karen and your Sada, which is a Sada of grain, right?
And your friend's Sada?
That's one question, but let's say you have plants.
So first of all, you didn't have such a... I'm just telling you. First of all, that didn't exist in the times of the Gemara even. You didn't have a front yard and a backyard with trees for leisure. Where your trees were in with the place where you worked.
But the commonality here is that they're all for the health of either of the tree or the health of the vineyard. That's what they have in common in both cases. They may use different words to describe particular...
Right, but the bottom line is, let's just locate ourselves in the Gemara here for a moment. Rava brought a Braisa, which said that you're not chayev for toldos on Shemitah midoraisa, yes?
Yeah.
And now we brought a Braisa which says, here's a list of 10 toldos, and right. This includes any toldos which are relevant. both to a vineyard and to an orchard or to a field, okay? All of these are all, yes, chayav on Shemitah, as the Torah tells us. That's where we are. It's a stira. It's a straight up stira.
Rava was the one that said it's only the two
clothing? Yeah. Yep. He says, right? Rava Amar Afilu. He brought a brisa to support himself. No. Rava brought a brisa.
Yeah.
Right? Rava Amar Afilu Temer Abanan. Avos Asar Rahmana told us lo Asar Rahmana. And then this is presumably a brisa here.
What about what Rashi says? It's the Rava's reason.
Yeah.
He says, go ahead with Mishka. Go Asar Rahmana.
So again, we discussed that before. I don't want to go back to the definition of what toldos are. But it's clear from the Gemara, the pashas of the Gemara is, their toldos are not the main things mentioned in the Torah about Shemitah.
But none of these would have been in the Mishnah. All of these that are mentioned. None of them would have been.
Doesn't seem like it. Doesn't seem like it. Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
Again, they would have been aser.
They needed to make the lechem upon them, so they had to grow wheat.
Yeah, but again, they weren't considered avos on Shabbos. That's where he's going with this. Meaning, we have a list of 39 avos malachos of Shabbos. Kisuach is not one of them. Pisuk is not one of them. Zoreah, Choresh, Kotzer, those are them. Right? Those three. And again, if you want to use those three as your avos, hey, go ahead. That's fine. But the point is that we have a stira in toldos. Rava's logic, and it seems to be from a brisa, although it doesn't say explicitly, it doesn't say explicitly from Brisa. Maybe it is Rava's thing.
It's a stira in Brisa's.
Yeah, but the truth is, Rava doesn't actually quote it from a Brisa. He just brings Psukim and darshins them. So maybe the Gemara is asking it as a kasha on Rava. Anyways, let's see what the Gemara answers. Okay? Answers the Gemara, four words. Midrabanan ukras machtava alma. Okay? So it probably is actually a kasha on Rava. Midrabanan ukras machtava alma. That this is only a derabanan, meaning that which it says in the second brisa, that you can't do any of these things. It's only midrabanan. And the psukim that it brings are in asmachta. Okay? Fine. Says the Gemara, we got another problem, though. And this one is going to be...
So that means Chazal made up things they don't want you to do, and they used this interpretation of a pasuk to sort of attach it to, but they had their own reasons for saying it.
Yep.
They didn't read it from the Torah and say, we have to do this.
Correct.
They had reasons for doing it, and we said, we'll attach our reasons to this
part. That's the main discussion of Asmachta I shared some months ago. Yeah. We had a whole discussion of Asmachtas, which I actually gave the shiur originally at Clanton Park a number of years ago, as what truly is an Asmachta. And there are a number of different approaches. Some say an Asmachta was a way to remember. When you had Tarsha Baal Peh as Baal Peh, true Baal Peh, so it's very hard to remember Tarsha Baal Peh. So Chazal started attaching ways to derive their halakhos from psukim as a way of remembering them, right? That's one main shita. There's another shita which says it's to make people take it more seriously, which is a very hard to understand shita, but nevertheless, it's there. And you have also other shitos. You have the famous Ritva, who says that really, actually, God intends everything, and the rabbis choose which ones are deoraisas. But really, it's intended, but just, it didn't come out that way, for whatever reason.
That's not Rabbi Tam's sheet. He was the one who said that it's not this. It's just an Asmachta, that's all it is.
Right. Anyways, there's more discussion. There are other suggestions. You can look back at the source sheet on that, which I sent out some number of months ago. I don't remember. But if you want, or email me and I'll send you the full source sheet. You can read through it. Lots of interesting stuff about Asmachtas. Ultimately, though, okay, so there's no question, there's no stira. I don't know why I originally thought it was a stira. So what Rava said is correct.
Not including these extra things.
No, so what Rava said is 100% correct. And this Brisa, which says all these things are Aser, it doesn't mean Aser Mita. Brisa means Aser Mita Rabbanan. So Rava's right. Brisa is a Derabbanan disguised as a Deoraisa.
And what Rava was saying was...
that only two toldos are Mita Deoraisa. That's what Rava said. Every other tolda is Derabbanan, including weeding. Right, because weeding is really where this whole fight starts. We're still talking about the machlokas of Rabban Rav Yosef, which is about weeding and watering, right? So anyways, this is part one. Now, says the Gemara of a Kishkush... Yeah.
The point of Rabba was to say that we're don't hold the Grebbe.
Correct. Was that we can even answer our machlokas without relying on the Shita of Rebbe.
Right.
Which means you have to say it's according to Rabbanan, but Rabbanan holds Shemitah's Doraisa, so how can Chazal tell you you're allowed to Mashkin Beis Ashlachin? Answer is, because that's only a Durabanan.
Right. But the fact that we're defending Rebbe's answer is an indication that the Gemara is trying to steer the Shemitah to Duraita.
Well,
we've ended this now.
No. Just, so first of all, you're making an important point, which I'll explain why I disagree in a moment. Okay? There is a theory, in general, of halacha, that when the Gemara spends more time discussing an Amora's opinion, we paskin like that Amora. We paskin like that Amora, and that is 100% true. Even better, though, right? Even better, though, Abaye and Rava, who do we paskin like?
Rava.
So you don't even need to go there. We know we paskin like Rava, but this is not a machlokas. It's not like Abaye is saying, I only hold of Rebbe, and Rava is saying, I only hold of Rabbanan. Rava is just simply giving what, in his opinion, is a better answer because it follows more shitas. So I don't think we can conclude from here that Shemitah must be Doraisa Bismanazeh because Rava brings the opinion of Rabbanan here. That's what I was disagreeing with. But of course it's right. And many posts can bring this idea. If the Gemara goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth on one shita in the Mishnah, that's probably the one that we paskin like, because otherwise, what's the Gemara wasting its breath? There's definitely such a view amongst poskim, so that's something to keep in mind.
Oh, I thought originally there was a question: how can you do this stuff with watering during Shemitah?
Yeah, that was the question.
When it's usur midaraisa.
Correct.
The Gemara said, yeah, but Bismana said when it's not a deraisa law, because not all the Jews.
That's one answer. Answer one.
That's one thing. And then Rava says, no, there's certain things you can't do. And then there's this price with all these other things you can't do. And the
No. Stop there. Rava gives an alternate answer. Again, Abaye's answer is Shemitah Bismana says Durabanan, so don't worry about it. Rava gives a second answer. He says, Avos Asarachmana, toldos, with the exception of two, lo Asarachmana.
And what the Mishnah's talking about.
And what the Mishnah's talking about is a regular tolda that's not one of those special two.
Right.
Exactly. Then the Gemara challenges him and says, what do you mean? We have a brisa with 10 toldos that are Doraisa. He says, no. That brisa is Durabanan across Machta Balma. That's where we are in the Gemara. Good? Okay, let's continue a little bit more because we've got a little bit more to cover. We don't have that much time. 10 more minutes, hopefully, so let's try to knock it down. Says the Gemara, 1 second. V'kishkush b'shvi'es mishari. The last line of the Braisa was which ones are allowed, and what was the Gemara's definition? What was the Braisa's definition of which ones are allowed? The ones that are unique to either the field or the vineyard. Okay, those ones are, in fact, mutar. Says the Gemara, 1 second, what do you mean it's motzer? V'kishvush b'shvias mishari? How could this braisa, even if it's only talking to Rabbanan, say that kishkush is motzer? Is that allowed? V'aksiv, but we have another pasuk which says, v'ashvias tishmitena untashta, and we have a drasha on that. Tishmitena milekashkesh. Tishmitena means you should make sure not to lekashkesh. Okay? And unitashta milesakel. And Unitashta teaches you not to be Misakel. Okay? Okay, what is Kishkush we saw above is basically, again, hoeing the earth around there and digging up the earth around it. Okay? And number two, what is Lesakel? Lehotzi avanim min hakerem. To take out stones from the vineyard. Okay? So what do we do, says the Gemara, that these seem to be explicitly forbidden? How could this other Braisa say that they are mutter? Amar Avukva Bar Chama, Avuk Bar Chama says something that's going to critically help us understand the Gemara. Tre kishkushe havu. There are two types of kishkush. Chad avruye ilane. One of them does avruye ilane. Okay, which basically helps the tree. And v'chad situme pili. And one fills up the holes, basically, the cracks. Again, one is meant to help the tree, and one is to fill in the cracks. Says the Gemara, avruye ilan asur, to help the tree grow is asur, situme pili shari, and to fill up the cracks is permitted. What does this mean? What's going on here? So, again, we can catch up on Rashi. Actually, we should catch up on Rashi before the end here, but the main point is as follows. Okay, he says there's two types of kishkush. The kishkush that the first braisa was talking about is a kishkush which is mutter. What type of kishkush? That's filling in the cracks. When there was a crack in a tree, if you didn't fill in the crack with dirt and put some dirt around it, the tree would die. So that's why you're allowed to do that malacha. The Rabbanan permitted that malacha, because otherwise the tree's going to die. Masha'ein kein, if it's just la'avruye ilane, to make it grow better, that's something that is aser. Kein, we're talking about only midra Rabbanan over here, presumably. So it's a pseida thing that's permitted. Now, what do we see from this? Says Tosfos Arash, not on the sheet, and forget about the Ritva, we're never going to get to the Ritva today. Says Tosfos Arash.
The idea with Holomoid, the same kind of idea.
Says the Tosfos Arash. That's how you know that all of these 10 things that we listed above are all just to help the tree grow better and not critical to the growth of the tree. Because anything on Shvius that's critical to the growth of the tree, I mean, the tree will die, then it's going to be permitted. But if it's just, okay, it's a nice addition, getting some bugs off the tree, the bugs are not going to kill the tree. There are some bugs that will kill the tree, but not, says Tosfos Arash, not these type of bugs, I don't think. Why? Because where the Gemara here is mechalik between the two types of kishkush, and it tells you the one that's critical for the survival of the tree is mutter, and the one that's just going to help the tree grow better is aser. As a result, he says it must be true of all the other ones. Now, a few points just to end because it's so late, and we started late because of the chaos outside. A few points that are just worth mentioning. I'm going to run through the Ritva, even though we still have to see more Rashi. And the Gemara, by the way, after this is going to go right into the same. It brings the entire section again. If you see the whole last 15 lines, 20 lines of the page is repetition. You'll see it. It just goes onto one other point. But starting from about 10, 15 lines from the bottom, it's just entirely repetition of the Brises. Okay. Now, take a look. A couple of points from the Ritva. Number one. Everyone see the Ritva on the source sheet? Okay. Minayin she'ein minakshin. How do we know that you can't do nikush? Says the Ritva was bothered by the question that I asked you before, which I mentioned is from the Ritva. Says, I don't understand. The Brisa splits this up into three different sections. How do we know you can't do this, this, and this? Sarchalo karmachalo. How do you know you can't do this, this, and this? Sarchalo karmachalo. How do you know you can't do this, this, and this? Sarchalo karmachalo. Says the Ritva, bidinu delin kutkuli kulhu bavi kichad. It should have just said them all together. Ela denakit kol inyana be'an pei nafshe. The Ritva says, you know why they're categorized 3, 3, and 4? Because each topic is addressed separately. This is criterion number 1, says the Ritva, that we need to use to explain these things, is that they should all have a common theme. Okay, so again, when we're trying to translate the words, like we saw Rashi did, and we're going to get more into the translations, I guess, now next week. We're not going to get into Klal or Protokol yet. But when you're trying to translate the words, make sure that all of the ones that go together are topically connected. Okay, that's criterion number 1. Criterion number 2, we saw, I'm just making up what numbers these are, you could flip 1 and 2 and 1 and 3 and 1 and 4, is the Tosfos Arash, right? Tosfos Arash, who says that they cannot be critical actions for the tree. Because if they're critical actions from the tree, they wouldn't be on that list. They would be mutter. Right? So that's criteria number 2. When we're coming up with these, and we have two choices, should we explain it as something that's critical to the tree's growth or not critical to the tree's growth? What are we going to explain it as? Something which is not critical. Okay, there may be those who disagree, but ultimately that is another one. Okay, another interesting point. Okay. The drasha, the next point of the Ritva will skip. He talks about whether it's a drasha or whether it's a klalu prat already over here. Okay. He brings a very interesting problem. What is one of the very first things that we said was aser? Minayin l'nikush u'le'idur u'le'kisuach. How do we know that nikush, idur, and kisuach are aser? What's idur? What did Rashi say? Fake Rashi? What's idur? The second one on the list? The second one on the first list? What's idur?
Softening the earth.
Yeah.
Softening the earth, digging around the vines. Take a look. And that is aser or mutter? What's that? Aser or mutter? No, but what does it say in this brisa? It's aser. What does it say later in the brisa? Yachalo yakashkesh tachas azesim. One might think you shouldn't do kishkush. Velo ya'adr tachas agifanim, and you shouldn't do either under the gefanim. Oh, but it's mutter because of pseda. In the same brisa, it says two opposites. First it says, how do you know it's aser? Sadchalo karmachalo. And how do you know it's mutter? Sadchalo sizra. What's going on? Says ritzva, because that shouldn't be. Velo garsina velo ya'adr dahanasiv krala hetera. Right? V'ilu bereisha nasiv akrala lisura. Ritva says, great, take out your eraser. Erase it from the second case, it's obviously aser. Okay, now someone could also say erase it from the first case, or something like that, but ultimately, Ritva says, erase it from the second case, it's not mutter, it's actually only aser. Don't be gores that in the list of heterin. Okay?
In fact, he says refuah, it doesn't necessarily mean the tree's going to die, does it?
Well, what does l'rapuye ara mean? We said it means to soften the ground, and that's his point. If it was that the tree is going to die, you would be permitted to do it altogether, right? She says this is not. This is going to improve the fruit of the vine. It's going to improve the grapes. So you can't do it. It's mentioned later on as being only relevant to grapes. Says Ritzvah, it is not only relevant to grapes. That's not true. I guess.
Do we have no other sources for the definition of these words? Because we're playing Jeopardy here, or like we're trying to figure out definitions, but what we're saying then is we have no idea what it really is.
Very good. So I have a lot of definitions down here, and I'm going to, so let me talk about that before we end. Okay, so we need to keep in mind that they should be topically related, like the Ritzvah. We need to keep in mind that there are not things which are critical to the growth of the tree. And obviously, we need to think of the language, right? We know what Ashan is. We know what Avak is, right? So they have to be related in some way. Now, where can we look for this? Where can we look for this? So, in general, a lot of these terms, fascinatingly, but not surprisingly at all, appear in Mishnayos and Maseches Shviyas, and therefore in the Yerushalmi Shviyas, as until when in the previous year can you do X, Y, and Z. Now, not all of them appear there, but a lot of them appear there. And the Gemara in the Yerushalmi seems to give definitions. That is the addition, the Me'iri and the Tosfos HaRash say, here's what the Yerushalmi says. Now, that being said, we have to consider, okay, even though that's also talking about Shemitah, what fits the context of our Gemara. Because maybe this Brisa might actually give us more insight. It's not like the Mishnah and Shviyah says. Mefaskin means X. Okay, that's number one. In addition to that, we also have possibility of different Girsaos. Okay, a very interesting one. A very interesting one that you'll see down here. Okay, if you look at Mizablin. Okay? Okay, if you look, it's number 8 in the bottom, and footnote number 8. Placing manure at the base of a tree. Meiri number 1 says, in any location. Cutting off damage done by bugs or worms, or removing nests of bugs. What does that come from? In Hebrew, what's a yabeles? It's some sort of growth, a negative growth, a damaging growth. And the Yerushalmi, according to these Rishonim, says meyablin, not mizablin, meyablin. Meyablin. Take off the yabeles. Now, in our version of the Yerushalmi, doesn't have that, and all the Mefarshim of the Rishonim say, one second, what girsah did they have, this, that, the next? Because there is another part of the Yerushalmi that says you can't take off the Yabelas. So, these are things. But the Yerushalmi is a major source, and in any discussion, we have to go to the, you know, first Aramaic dictionary that we care about, which is? Chas v'shalom. Yeah. What's the first Aramaic dictionary that we care about? We already quoted it today. You're out if you don't get this one. No, that's a Medrash Chazal. It's not an Aramaic dictionary.
Unkus.
Nope, not an Aramaic dictionary. Translation of the Torah. Now, you're going to be here a long time, people. No, also a translation of the Torah. We quoted it today. The first Aramaic dictionary that we care about.
Ibn Tibon, Ibn Jana.
No, you're getting closer, though, in the Rishonim. Actually, kind of pre-Rishonish. Some people, most people consider this a Rishon. But really, at the end of the Zman of the Gaonim, this was written. Sefer Ha? Fine, look at everyone look in the margins again. Mesoras HaShas, what did it quote? The Aruch. The Aruch is the first.
Aramaic?
It's an Aramaic, well, it's a Gemara dictionary.
It's an Hebrew, though.
It's an Aramaic dictionary. There's lots of Aramaic in it. He explains the Aramaic words all lots of times. It's a Gemara dictionary. Now, it has many Hebrew words as well, but it's not a biblical Hebrew dictionary. That's the other Rishonim. The Radak has his biblical, and Ibn Janach, they all have biblical dictionaries. Aruch is not. Aruch is a Gemara dictionary, mostly Aramaic. Mostly Aramaic. And by the way, some of these words may actually be Aramaic or related to Aramaic. Even though this is a Brisa, which is coming from the Zman of Chazal, and therefore is usually written in Mishnaic Hebrew, nevertheless, there are certain people explain the word mefaskin. Mefaskin, what's pasag? They look to Aramaic to find out what the meaning. Pasag in Aramaic is to cut into pieces. And where's mefaskin? Mekarsim in mizardin. What are mekarsim in mizardin? What's lekarsim in lizarid? Is to prune. So mefaskin, if we know that mefaskin in Aramaic means to cut up into pieces, it's quite realistic that that could be the meaning there. Okay, anyways, so we'll go through them next time now that we've set out some of the rules that we're going to look for, again, which is, what we have in the Yerushalmi is certainly valuable, right? The Yerushalmi, again, this is coming from Chazal, who are the ones who wrote this Braisa. Again, in the Mishnah there, we have to look at the words and what they mean, but we also have to keep in mind the groupings, and we also have to keep in mind, again, logically speaking, what might this be talking about? So we'll go through some of the disagreements about this, and we'll see which ones we think make sense. More about this next week, and then maybe the following week I'd love to, Tainus Esther night, it's Shaykh that we're going to have Shir, or everyone's going to be eating breakfast in the middle of Shir. Because the fast will probably end around 8:30, I'm assuming. So I don't really think that people want to have a Shir at 7:30, because that's the end of the fast. It's hard to learn Iyun when you're starving. The only option would be to have breakfast and Shir or something. Maybe we'll people are interested in that. I mean, I don't know how many people are fasting. Tainus Esther, that's a Nidcheh. I realize that many people may not fast. So if you're not fasting, I'm more than happy to give Shir. Although I will be hungry, but I'm sure Shir is nothing like a Shir to perk you up. And to be able to drink after the Shir, what a Machaya that's going to be. But if we want to do that, so we'll try that. I would like to do Purim-related Torah. Not Purim Torah, Purim-related Torah that week. But whatever, we'll see what we can do. Okay, have a good night, everyone.
Would it be pizza?